5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your daily jab of truth.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
Oh, he comes, I'm going to punch him out. If I'm going to punch him out, I'm going to go to jail.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
The MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
North is still north. People can yell at you.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea. 3 hours of bold truth, excellence, and optimism for America. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Hour number 3, Wendy Bell Radio Program. Great to be with you behind the WBR microphone. Project Veritas. You know, Project Veritas is very much like Freedom of Information Act requests. In order to get any kind of information anymore, it seems like you either have to rely on whistleblowers, undercover cameras, or these court mechanisms that allow people to say, hey, I want this information. They're not giving it to me. And it's my right to see it. I mean, think of the people we've played audio sound bites for today. Eric Adams. Do you trust that guy? You believe that guy? Mayor of New York City? You like him? No. He's a zero. Corinne Jean-Pierre. She's a mouthpiece. They thought she was an untouchable box checker, but she's not. Eric Swalwell. Adam Schiff. All of these players who represent everything that unfortunately makes us question everything. They are liars and connivers and cheaters and thieves and really bad con people. I have enjoyed James O'Keefe and his reporting for a while now. He was deplatformed off of Twitter, came back. It was good to see. This leaves me a little uneasy, so I'm going to be interested in what you guys are feeling. What you're about to hear is a series of 7 audio sound bites undercover from Project Veritas, somebody sitting across the table from a man who we are told is Jordan Tristan Walker. He's reportedly the director of research and strategic opportunities of strategic operations of mRNA planning for Pfizer. And so unbeknownst, reportedly to Jordan Tristan Walker, the gentleman across the table from him is recording him and asking him very pointed questions about his job at Pfizer. The reason why I'm a little weird about this is because I've tried to search this gentleman's name. Not a whole lot is coming up right now. Nevertheless, I want to set this up and start playing some of these audio sound bites, and I'm kind of gauge your opinion as well. What is damning about these audio sound bites is that Jordan Tristan Walker paints a picture that is beyond disturbing. And again, it is not surprising. If I told you that Big Pharma created the COVID virus to create a vaccine to inject in everyone to quote unquote keep us safe, would you be surprised? You wouldn't be. I'm not saying that's what they did. But would you be surprised? No, you would not be surprised. If I told you that Pfizer and other pharmaceutical companies were looking at the virus and were considering mutating it, tweaking it in some capacity to specifically create a variant-specific vaccination that they can then go market to the world, would you be surprised? You would not. If I told you that Pfizer or other pharmaceutical companies were currently conducting these experiments on lab animals, would you be surprised? I wouldn't be surprised. Connects a lot of dots for me, which makes me a little uncomfortable. So here we go. We're going to hear audio soundbite number one. And basically what I just set up as a proposition to you is caught on camera, undercover camera, we're told, for Project Veritas. And the gentleman you're looking at, we're told, is named Jordan Tristan Walker. Audio soundbite number one.
Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No. Don't tell anyone those things. You probably shouldn't tell anyone. We're exploring, like, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we could preemptively develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating fucking viruses. It's going to be, like, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something that, like, you know, it goes everywhere.
Something
which
crazy.
Is the way that the virus started in Wuhan. To be honest, like, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
Meet Jordan Tristan Walker, a director of research and development strategic operations and mRNA scientific planning at Pfizer.
Sounds damning. Working on mutating an already deadly virus so that, like the firefighter arsonist, can set the fire only to come in with a garden hose to extinguish it. And, of course, make money along the way. Does any of this seem beyond the realm of possibility? Certainly not. And so we're going to go forward with audio soundbite number two. And this is kind of freaky. I don't like this, and I can completely see how this would be something that a pharmaceutical company would do. We're not going to call it gain of function. We're going to call it something else, something even more insidious, something even darker. And it's going to be the focus of us moving forward. Look, let's all admit, we read to you a laundry list of fines and penalties that Pfizer has had to pay over the last 20 years because they've killed people. Like, why anybody would champion Pfizer or anything they push out to me is just absolutely madness. Audio soundbite number two.
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know, it's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like this. It's definitely not gain of function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. No, directed evolution is very different. Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to do gain of function research with the viruses. Like,
yeah.
They recommend not. But you do, like, these, like, selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks. Just like, Jesus Christ.
Selected mutations. Directed evolution. In a world of just scumbaggery and overall darkness, this is within the realm of possibility. So the video is him in what looks like a metropolitan restaurant. As you look at him, he's sitting across from this guy who's talking to him. He's drinking a margarita, it looks like. Almost seems like he's flirting with the guy who's talking to him. It all kind of makes sense, doesn't it? I could totally see that this is what's going on. So my problem with the video, though, is there's no external corroboration other than whatever the whistleblower presented from ostensibly inside Pfizer that shows that Jordan Tristan Walker works at Pfizer. I found a Jordan Tristan Walker who from 2009 to 2013 was a student at Yale who was an activist, who was known for pranking things on campus, whose name shows up in some Yale campus press literature for so doing. But I'm looking at this guy and I'm like, this is the same Jordan Tristan Walker who graduated from or went to Yale. He's got to be like 28 years old. Is he really a muckety muck with Pfizer? Three tiers below Albert Bourla? And would he be talking this glibly? I don't know. So we proceed to audio soundbite number three. Again, very plausible. He talks about pharma being a revolving door for government officials. Is this surprising to us at all? No. Pharmaceutical companies, government in bed together, then furthermore in bed with, say, the FDA or any of these independent reviewers who are supposed to ostensibly work on our behalf to keep us safe. No, they're all sleeping together, right? So here's audio soundbite number 3.
Open the revolving door for all government officials. It's pretty good for the industry, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's bad for everyone else in America.
Why is it bad for everybody else?
Because if the regulators who have to approve our drugs know that once they stop being regulated, they want to come work for the company, they're not going to be as hard for the company. They're reviewing their job.
If this is the quality of individuals within Pfizer that are making these huge decisions that risk global public health, it's profoundly corrupt.
So Robert Malone then chimes in on that. He says if he's watching the video along with us, and he says if this fellow is part of the hierarchy of Pfizer and they have no moral guidelines whatsoever, and he's kind of giggling about how they're trying to fiddle with a virus to create something to ostensibly cure it and push it out as a moneymaker, then we've got serious problems. Again, not beyond the realm of possibility. Audio soundbite number 4, he continues. More about the mutating of the COVID virus itself. This is chilling. Listen.
What is Pfizer doing, I guess, to optimize, you know, the vaccines now?
Oh, we actually have a meeting about that today, so there's a lot.
Really?
They're doing, I don't know if I should say this.
Our undercover journalist asked Walker how Pfizer is handling the fact that their COVID vaccines are ineffective against virus variants. What he said is disturbing. Listen to this.
We're exploring, like, now, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we can develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating fucking viruses.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We're like, do we want to do this? So that's, like, one of the things we're considering.
Considering already working on it to mutate it. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a few more audio sound bites I want to drop on you, and then I'm going to bring Brock in because he thinks he thinks this is real. I think it's a setup. I don't know. And I'm interested in what you guys are thinking too. But before we get there, I want to tell you about my friends at Brickhouse Nutrition. You see me on the live stream with my shaker bottle every day. So I've freely admit I exercise, I take pretty good care of myself, but there's not a snowball's chance in hell. I have the daily, you know, required or at least suggested allowance of fruits and vegetables. I do when I drink Field of Greens. So Field of Greens is a powder, and you put a scoop of the powder in a shaker bottle, and you drink it once in the morning and perhaps one in the afternoon or evening, and you have more than your daily allowance of fruits and vegetables. And I'm talking about things that I have never even seen before. What's barley grass or wheat grass? Well, it's in this bottle. Green pepper, green apple, green bananas, strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, tart cherries, pomegranate, cranberries, beets, ginger, licorice, turmeric, green tea, all packed within this powder. So I started drinking it a couple months ago, and I will tell you, my skin changed. My hair changed. Silkier and shinier. My fingernails got stronger and they grew like weeds. It feels good to know that I'm drinking something that I don't afford myself in my regular diet. If you're interested in trying Field of Greens, I like it. I think you will too. Go to fieldofgreens.com right now. Use my name as the promo code and you are going to save, if I'm not mistaken, 15% off anything in the store. 15%. You can get the cool shaker. You can get a couple different flavors. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Wendy, 15% right now. Give it a shot and then let me know what you think. I love your testimonials. WendyBellRadio@gmail.com. Quick timeout. We are not done. I want you to hear the rest of this because, again, we dance on that fence. Plausible, understandable, totally. Next. Welcome back. All right, let's get back to the Project Veritas undercover video. Now, this is reportedly a guy who's a higher up in terms of research and development, et cetera, at Pfizer. This is, he's presented that way. We don't know if he is what he says he is, but we've got him, thanks to Project Veritas, on undercover video. talking about dirtbag things that Pfizer is doing to mutate the COVID virus to create a vaccine to get out there and, of course, make money. Now he's going to bring up lab experimentation. I want you to hear this. Does this sound like something they would do? Yeah, it does. Audio soundbite number 5. Go.
That's right. It appears that Pfizer is internally discussing the possibility of mutating the COVID virus themselves in order to tailor a vaccine to sell to the public. Listen to Walker describe in detail just how they would conduct such a scientific experiment. First, in living animals.
So the way that we're thinking about it, don't tell anyone this. So the way it would work is like we put them in the virus in these monkeys.
Okay.
And then we successively like cause them to keep infecting each other. And we collect serial samples from them. And then the ones that are more infectious, like the virus, we'll put them in another monkey and just constantly actively mutate it. That's one way.
Okay.
Or you can even do like directed like simulation, which like we turn and then you just sample what the different proteins on the surface of the virus look like over time.
Okay.
So then you can see the mutation, then you can kind of force it to mutate in a certain way you want.
Okay.
But you have to be like very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something that, like, you know, goes everywhere.
Something
which
crazy.
I suspect is the way that the virus started in Wuhan, to be honest. Like, it's, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere.
I don't know about that, ladies and gentlemen. We're injecting it into monkeys. Monkeys infecting monkeys. We're going to take it. We're going to extrapolate it. Got to be careful, though. We don't want it to get out like the other one. I don't know. Audio soundbite number 3. Well, when are you guys going to do this? Is this, I mean, is it on the road? Are you thinking about it? Are you doing it already? Audio soundbite number 6.
COVID virus experimentation on live monkeys? This is unethical, to say the least. And Walker describes those experiments as if they are ongoing and not simply a hypothetical discussion.
So, I mean, when is Pfizer going to implement the mutation of all these viruses?
I don't know. It depends on how the experiments work out. Because this is just like something we're trying, right?
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know. It's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like there's... It's definitely not gain of function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. Directed evolution is very different.
Directed evolution. Okay.
I don't know, Brock. Hop in. You think it's real?
I think booze can be a truth serum.
Do you?
I've bartended. I've seen enough people drink enough booze and have loose lips, and they don't realize what they're saying because they're not going to remember tomorrow. So
I don't disagree that that's certainly possible. I'm merely saying...
It looks like he's flirting with the guy across from him. It's, you know, like, I'm trying to impress you with what I know.
But what if he's not who he says he is? What if all of this is complete and utter hocus pocus?
But the
objective is for people out there in conservative media to run with it. That's where I'm uncomfortable, because I can't find any information about this.
Well, hey, listen, the left wing media is running with the thing actually works.
That's true, but so, I don't want to be like, well, they did it.
Well, what has he said that is so outrageous that you can't believe?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I don't know. I don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is, but I do know who Peter Daszak is.
Facts.
Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, but they've already
the Bat Lady.
I don't
where a turkey has
with you.
Relations with a penguin, and all of a sudden we got a pandemic.
I don't disagree with you, but what I'm saying is this is a little too easy. It's a little too set up, and it makes me uncomfortable. See, I want to go back to the age where we would just be blind and not pay. What are you looking at me negatively for?
I don't know. If I would have told you about Anthony Fauci 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when you never even heard of them,
yeah.
What would you? No, you would have said no. This is crazy talk.
And so, what does
and
that
now
mean?
And now you're like anything they say about Anthony Fauci. You're like, I can believe that.
That's why I'm saying, absolutely correct. Who's on the fence? I am.
Oh, here all right, we've go got again hey, with you on a fence.
We've got breaking news about Adam Schiff. Do not go anywhere. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio program, my friends. So we just got finished talking about Project Veritas and what I think is a very plausible storyline of just gross manipulation and quote unquote science to make money. I mean, making money is what pharmaceuticals is all about. It's not about getting you well. It's not about curing your cancer. Do you mean to tell me that Pfizer or Moderna are able to put together a drug that can fix any of the side effects caused by its COVID vaccine that quickly, but we still don't have a cure for cancer? It's not profitable. There's no money in you being well. They need you sick. They need you addicted. They need you dependent. That's the point. So this segment is going to kind of piggyback off that. But Brock, he highlighted this and he brought it to my attention moments ago that we have breaking news.
Wendy Bell, breaking news.
It is truly amazing. In the world of failing upwards, Adam Schiff wants to continue his journey. He wants to fail upwards from the House of Representatives to the United States Senate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he wants to take over Dianne Feinstein's job. I don't know what's worse, a decrepit old lady or a serial liar. What is it that we're going to do here? So no wonder he put out his little TikTok video earlier where he was talking about, I've only begun to fight. I've asked China, communist China. And hit the donate button, won't you? This cannot be the best that we have. So I often say on this program, do not forget what they've done to you. Do not forget what they've said. Do not forget how they've lied. Don't forget the optics, the illusions, the smoke screens, the deflecting, the stonewalling, because with each day and each month's calendar turn, you forget. You forget that these people came to you and said, shut down your business. You forget that these people sent their minions after you and threatened to take away your licensing. You forget that these people go after doctors who stand up and say the right thing and try to give their patients the best care that they can. And because it's against the prevailing narrative, medical boards threaten them with removal of their licenses. And never forget that they went after Donald Trump when he was president because he was the one guy who wasn't part of all of this. He wasn't connected. He wasn't on the inside. But he knew it was dirty. He made that phone call. Called Vladimir Zelensky. Congratulated him. Said, you know what? You've got some problems in your country. We want to work together. But you're going to have to figure it out. The transcript was released years ago. And of course, that Alexander Vindman guy would come forward as the whistleblower who said he heard a very, he was trying to influence Zelensky. And that allegedly led to the unraveling of Donald Trump. But he didn't do that. And if you read the transcript, you know he didn't do that. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all a game, which is why I trust nothing and I believe no one. Isn't that terrible? So as Adam Schiff believes it's his time to ascend to the United States Senate, I wanted to go back in time and remind you who this man is and what he does. He peddles in dream sequences, in fiction, in farcical narratives that he writes, and he is so happy to stand in front of the spotlight to deliver fraudulently to the American people. This was Adam Schiff in a few segments, extrapolating from Donald Trump's phone call with Vladimir Zelensky, something that didn't happen. It was Adam Schiff's own idea of what happened. And Adam Schiff portrayed this to the American people as though it did happen, and it didn't. And it is proof that people like him, who crave power and control and fame and money and will do anything, will lie to your face on live national television to achieve it, are a threat to the United States of America. Audio soundbite number one.
And so what happened on that call? Zelensky begins by ingratiating himself, and he tries to enlist the support of the president. He expresses his interest in meeting with the president and says his country wants to acquire more weapons from us to defend itself. And what is the president's response? Well, it reads like a classic organized crime shakedown. Shorn of its rambling character and in not so many words, this is the essence of what the president communicates.
This is the essence. I'm going to interpret what he said for you. It's a crime shakedown. Brock and I listened to this together and looked at each other completely incredulous. This guy is on the Intelligence Committee, and this is what he is doing? He's creating a fake story? Didn't Brian Stelter do that? Brian Stelter did that. He was looking through the future at the looking glass, projecting extreme activities where newsrooms get bombed. We were like, what are you doing? It's called depravity. Audio soundbite number two. This is where things get disgusting.
We've been very good to your country. Very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only seven times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. On this and on that.
On this and on that would be in the laptop, my friends. Email evidence that Hunter Biden had classified information somehow, that he was able to relate in email form to his business colleagues at Burisma, think Devin Archer, where he specifically references his guy going over to Ukraine at a specific time and being some kind of a hero during unrest. That's 2014. His guy was Joe Biden. Donald Trump knew. Donald Trump knew. And here's Adam Schiff with none of his colleagues in the House of Representatives, not a one, standing up and saying, this is disgusting. You're presenting a fictitious account of a phone call whose perfectly transcribed comments we have. It doesn't align with those comments at all. But when you're deranged and you know you're running cover for one of the dirtiest crime families in Washington, D.C. in American history, this is what you do. Audio soundbite number three.
You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked. This is, in sum and character, what the president was trying to communicate with the president of Ukraine. It would be funny if it wasn't such a graphic betrayal of the president's oath of office.
You know what's funny about this? And it's sad. Because they have nothing to go after him with, they have to manufacture narratives. They have to create these storylines as though America is awash in white nationalism. That there are KKK people out there all over the place. Because of Donald Trump. Because of MAGA Republicans. Doesn't exist. We've heard from inside the FBI whistleblowers saying, we've been told to drop legitimate cases we're monitoring. Child sex trafficking, which are pretty freaking important. Because the Department of Justice needs us to gin up examples of white supremacy, which don't exist. They had to create January 6th to create the illusion of extremism. When the reality is, making America great and loving your country and being conservative isn't at all what happened at the Capitol that day, and they know it. So they had to bring in people, actors like Ray Epps, to try to gin up the crowd. They had to plant FBI agents inside to make sure it happened. They need to lock up the media in the basement so it couldn't accurately be reported. They had to confiscate and keep under wraps thousands of hours of cell phone video so the real story couldn't get out. And according to Adam Schiff, he has to create a narrative, an alternate theory, because he had nothing and they can't stand it. Finally, Adam Schiff, number four.
But as it does represent a real betrayal, there's nothing the president says here that is in America's interest, after all. It is instead the most consequential form of tragedy, for it forces us to confront the remedy the founders provided for such a flagrant abuse of office, impeachment.
Impeachment. And this is the man who believes it is his time to be in the United States Senate. After his role in dragging America through years of useless and costly, time-consuming, exhausting investigations that found nothing, except one man who loves America and wanted to do right by her. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth of today. CBDistillery.com. You've heard of CBD. CBD, derived directly from the hemp plant. Not part of marijuana that gets you high, but the part that is highly medicinal. And if you've suffered from body aches and pains because you're getting older, arthritis, aches and pains from exercise, or just anxiety, maybe insomnia, did you know that CBD can help you immensely? I could tell you this for a fact because I use it, and I use it from a very specific store, CBDistillery.com. They have concentrated CBD oil. They have salves. They have a product that you can roll on your muscles so you don't have to get it on your fingers, even though it smells good. They have gummies that you can chew on and swallow that help with anxiety, that'll help you take the edge off and fall asleep. Products that are regulated by them very seriously, very carefully, stringently. And if you get in touch with them today, anything that you want at cbdistillery.com is 20% off. 20% is a pretty big deal if you use my name, Wendy. CBDistillery.com, promo code Wendy. 20%. I think you're going to like these folks. I know I do, and Brock has been enjoying them as well. All right, quick time out. You know, this is a story that is just dropped earlier this morning. Big news in the Paul Pelosi case. Oh, boy. Is that even going to be fake news? Wait, I'll drop it on you next in the Wendy Bell Radio program. So this is very interesting. This is out of the Washington Examiner. Everybody has it. But this is the headline, Paul Pelosi attack body camera footage to be released following court order. Has there been a recent story post the insurrection which is more farcical than that of January 6th of a bunch of people who love America trying to overthrow America? Because, you know, that completely lines up with conservative values, right? Here, put on this hat. Hey, Earl, get in here. Look, I want you and everybody else with Antifa. I just want you to put on these hats. You put on a scarf. It's red, white, and blue. Nobody will expect a thing. I wish you guys weren't wearing all black, but okay. Is there a worse story put out lately other than the Paul Pelosi hammer attack? We're to believe that some dude Paul Pelosi didn't know, right? Oh, he knew him. Broke a window, got into his house, right? And attacked him as police knocked on the door. Paul Pelosi answers the door. Hi, officers, what's going on? They come inside, and then all of a sudden, this guy, who we're supposed to be told, is a conservative wacko. The conservative wacko who is basically homeless and has like an LGBTQ flag and Black Lives Matter memorabilia around his living space. But he's totally conservative, right? And we're told this is because this guy broke in and he wanted, where's Nancy? I want Nancy. Lunatic. That wacko conservative freak. We're supposed to be told that this is real. Right? So enough news organizations band together. CNN and Fox and all these other ones get together, these newspapers, Politico, and they're like, wait a minute. We've got to see this body cam. We pay the taxes for these body cams. Why aren't we seeing them? So they had to file a joint lawsuit. And the San Francisco judge finally just ruled and said, yep, we're going to see this. We're going to see this video. Do you actually believe that that video is going to come out? And then do you believe that the video that you see is going to actually be the video of what happened? I don't. Not for a minute. And then Brock told me, Brock, hop in here real fast. You said something about Nancy selling stock. What's this?
She sold, well, the DOJ is now going after Google, and she just sold like $3 million. Paul just sold like $3 million worth of Google stock.
That is such great timing.
Yeah, he's really good at what he does.
I was going to say, did they have FTX? I wonder if they were connected with Bitcoin.
Well, I'm sure Paul got out of it before.
It's always right in the nick of time.
Couple months. We don't want to make it look too... Couple months.
I think that's fascinating. So, but we're totally supposed to believe that Paul was hit over the head and needed emergency surgery. And if you even go back to the day that that happened, because I remember driving around and it was an attack on Speaker Pelosi's husband. And everybody was like, what? And then you started paying attention and then you saw the video and you're like, glass all broken on the outside of the window. That's weird. This guy who looks kind of like a nut job, whose ex-wife says he's the furthest thing from a conservative. That's weird. And then the 911 call wasn't really like frantic. It wasn't like, oh my God, there's a guy with a hammer. Oh my God, please go. He's like, yeah, you know, we're just, and then police roll up on the scene. Right? And Paul Pelosi answers the door. Hi, officers. And then we're to believe that all of a sudden in that moment, this guy, Mark DePape or whatever, David DePape, whatever his name is, conked him over the head with a hammer. And that the damage was bad enough he needed to go to the hospital. And then all of a sudden it was so bad he needed emergency surgery. And then the next video pictures we see of him, he's got like Civil War bandages around his head. What? So we'll keep you posted on this, ladies. And again, surprise, not surprise. Am I going to look at the video and believe it? Doubt it. Isn't this terrible? This is, and back to my original story of the stupid table, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to get it out of the house, right? I just need some teamwork. We need a logical path outside of the house to get it done. Are we going to do it? By golly, we got some issues in this country. I'll tell you what. We'll walk through them all. If you've got questions, I have questions. I know exactly how you feel. I believe nothing because they've given you no other alternative. Everything we're experiencing should be questioned. But the bottom line, please, if you do nothing else, don't forget what they did to you. Don't forget what they've done to us. You're tuned into the Wendy Bell Radio program. If you like us, follow us. Wendy Bell Radio Network app. You can watch the live stream. You can download the podcast, Wendy Bell Radio. Give us a follow, share us. And tomorrow we'll be back doing it again. It'll be Friday. Take care, everybody. Peace.